You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
I want to read from Exodus. Exodus chapter 20, verse 15 says here, "You shall not steal." Can we just have a moment of prayer? Father, we thank you for your word, Lord God, that is clear, it's direct, it's straightforward. We pray, God, that you would speak to our lives, Lord. Mangusap ka sa situation namin. Lord, we know that your heart is for us to experience the joy and the blessing of obedience. So we pray, God, that you enable us, that you give us new hearts, that you renew our minds. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So we're going to talk about stealing. Okay, ready na ba kayo? Pag-usapan ho natin ito. But, you know, just a show of hands, ilan sa inyo na-experience nyo ng madekwatan o manakawan? Okay, di ba yung, di ba from 5 pesos to a carnapping or whatever? You know, antinde, no? My Victory Group and I, kaninang umaga po, we were having our group and, you know, we shared our theft experiences, you know, as victims. And some of them answered, you know, yung Game Boy ko, nanakaw yung cartridge, sayang, Pokemon pa naman yun, di ba? Sabi nila. Tapos yung iba naman, na-experience nila yung sa MRT. Na-experience yun ba yun? Yung, di ba, haba ng pila? So, maya-maya, bigla nila, ah, cellphone ko, nasan? So, may isang guy, sabi niya, andun, takbo ka. Takbo ka doon. Yung pala yung sumigaw na nandun, nasa kanya yung cellphone mo, tumakbo siya, di ba? Grabe mga schemes nila, may mga styles sila. So, personally, I was reminded of my experience. Hindi naman siya ganun ka-traumatic, but grabe lang, it's amazing, but sayang din, ano? I studied in a Bible school in Valenzuela City, and during one weekend, I usually take the air-conditioned bus going to Quezon City, but on a particular weekend po, sumakay ako ng ordinary bus. Kasi gusto ko lang magtipid, okay? Alam mo yun, yung pag may dugo kang Ilocano na, parang hanggat makakatipid, minsan tipid ka. So, I just tried. Okay, but little did I know that I was up for an adventure, okay? So, medyo siksika nung time na yon. Tapos biglang may mga pumasok na lalaki. Yung mga pumasok na lalaki, parang kakaiba. Kasi yung una masaya sila, tapos maya-maya parang nag-aaway sila, may conflict. Yung pala modus yun, ano? Eventually, may group na nung nasa EDSA na kami, bumaba. Tapos may, nakita na lang ako, I found myself between two people. Hindi ko alam, parang, ba't may jacket? Parang sinasayaw nila ako, and then eventually umupo ako. Tapos nakita ko yung mga pasahero, iba naglipatan sa harap, yung iba naglipatan sa likod, tapos pumara. Sabi sa akin ng konduktor, "Kuya, harap-harapan nyo na. Check mo nga yung gamit mo, baka may nawala sa'yo." Pag-check ko ng wallet kung ganun, lo and behold, nagulat ako, nawala na po yung cellphone ko. Magic, okay? Parang, asan na yung cellphone ko? So nawala. And grabe, no? I remember also my brother who experienced theft. But sa kanya, medyo mas traumatic sa akin kasi he was riding a jeepney and there was this magnanakaw talaga na tinutukan ho siya ng sharp object on his side. Sabi sa kanya, "Give me your," English eh, no? "Give me your cellphone." No? In English ko lang. But sabi sa kanya, "Bigay mo yung cellphone mo or else." Di ba, nakatutok na ganun. So, English na siya, ano? Iba kakaiba na ngayon yung mga, ano, no? In fact, actually, kakaiba ho yung mga schemes nila ngayon. So, tinutukan siya ng sharp iron object, metal object. And so, binigay na niya yung cellphone niya, 3310 ho sa kanya, yung sa akin yung nanakaw, 3210. So, mas maano yung kapatid ko, iba, mas asenso siya. So, binigay niya, nag-aalanganin siya, pero naglakas ng loob na lang siya. Sabi niya, kasi hindi pa uso yung mga smartphone, so, syempre, sayang yung contact, sayang yung mga messages. So, sabi niya, "Kuya, okay lang ba, kunin ko lang yung SIM card?" Oh, nakiusap siya. So, sabi nung magnanakaw, binuksan niya, tapos binigay yung SIM card. Sabi nung magnanakaw, "Oh, yan. Salamat ka, mabait ako ah." Diba ka? So, yung brother ko, pag uwi sa bahay, kinuwento talaga ng tatay ko, okay lang ba yung kapatid ko? Bakit nakaganon lang si Joshua? Nakatingin siya dun sa SIM card. Medyo na trauma siya. Sabi niya, "Mabait siya. Ano ako? Masama." Diba? Siya pa yung masama, diba? So, grabe ah. And then a lot of stories about some of my Victory group mates, their parents, one time they parked and then nawala na lang yung kotse nila, nanakaw. Yung isa nga naming Victory group, yung Samsung series Note 1, Note 2 nanakaw. Buti na lang yung Note 3 na tago na talaga niya. Lahat ng upgrade niya, binabantayan siya. No? So, grabe lang. But The reality is we live in a world of thieves. Because our world is fallen, you know, we as people have forgotten who God is and how He designed life to be. And so we look for things and people to give us security that we're looking for us to survive, for us to be significant, and therefore nagkakaroon ng issue ng stealing. You know, we don't like to be fooled, di ba? Ayaw natin nung nabibiktiman tayo ganun. But it's one thing to talk about ourselves being a victim. It's another thing to talk ourselves na hindi tayo victim. But on the other side, we are actually first, the gospel tells us that we are actually first violators before we are, you know, second victims. Pag naintindihan mo na lahat tayo, though we do not do yung mga outward obvious pagnanakaw, but when we see ourselves as really violators of this command, of, you know, there are a lot of things other than just getting money or stuff na malalaki, if you see that, you'd be able to forgive. And there was this story na, maybe you know this, it's actually a classic movie and it's a story, and it was played recently again on stage. Ito po yung tinatawag na Les Miserables. Familiar ba kayo doon? There was a particular scene there. Ito hong rich man, I think he was a bishop, he saved John Valjean sa kanyang pagkakakulong for many years. But instead of thanking him, ito hong si John Valjean, ninakawan pa siya. Okay, so one time, ninanakawan niya na lahat ng mga silver spoon. Nakita pa siya nung ano, tapos hinampas niya, so tumba siya. The following day, andyan na yung mga police, nahuli ho siya. Sabi nila, ito ba yung nagnakaw sa'yo? We caught him, di ba? Natulog siya sa'yo, ito yung mga nanakaw niya. But you know what the man did? He blessed him radically. He said, actually, bigay ko sa kanya yan. Ito nga, naiwan pa niya yung silver, ano, so binigay sa kanya lahat, lalo pa siyang blessed. And this was his face, okay? This was his reaction. Why are you so radical in your generosity? Why are you so like that to me? Ilang beses na kitang niloko, tapos pagpabalahin mo pa ako. You know, this was the turning point of this guy in the story. After that moment, he was able to work for himself, and eventually he got rich, and he helped the poor, and he was able to forgive people because he experienced firsthand, you know, what it means to be a receiver of generosity, of mercy, of grace. And now he was able to give it. Alam niyo po yung pag-uusapan natin ngayon, actually is, parang negative siya, di ba? You shall not steal. But behind that command, you shall not steal, actually God wants us to be people not just who stop stealing, but people who are able to give freely. He wants us to give generously. Okay? Because a changed person, a person that encountered the gospel, will not only do stupid things, but he would start doing things, okay, that the world would know the goodness of God. Okay, that's why he has given us these commands, para makita nga ho ng buong mundo how good he is and how he wants everyone to experience that goodness. So this thief, he was transformed into a man of generosity. The Bible tells us in Ephesians, no? 4:28. It's like a continuation application of the command. Sabi po dito, let the thief no longer steal, but rather, let him work, let him labor, doing honest work with his own hands so that he may have something to share with anyone in need. So it's not just not stealing, but it's about starting to be a person where, you know, you're a channel of blessing to a lot of people. I want to quote this author and theologian. You know, this is the heart of God for us, no? That we don't just stop becoming thieves the moment we stop stealing, but we stop becoming thieves when we start giving. And this theologian, this author, he said, you know, behind the command not to steal is a positive thing that we are supposed to be. And as I've said, and I want to, you know, just give him the credit for that idea, that insight, that we're supposed to be generous. This command is telling us that we're supposed to be generous people. People whose lives are not characterized by taking, get ka lang ng get, but people whose lives are characterized by giving. And so we're gonna look at what the Bible says. We're going to define po ano ba yung stealing, and why do we steal, and how do we experience change. So the first thing is, what is stealing? Stealing basically is taking something that doesn't belong to you. Okay, so alam na ho natin, pag breaking into a bank, okay, obvious naman yan, di ba? Papasok ka, magnanakaw ka, mag-hold up ka, obvious yan. But stealing is more than just monetary stuff. It's more than the possessions that you know, people tend to take from us. Okay, allow me to read some of those examples. First example, okay? Yung may nanghiram sa'yo ng libro. Eh, gusto mo yung libro, tapos kunwari nakalimutan mo na, tagal-tagal na di mo pa binabalik. Okay? Siguro baka nakalimutan lang, but, you know, if you borrow something that is not yours, you're supposed to return that. Okay? But yung iba nanghihiram ng, ito nga, pera, di ba? Nanghihiram ng pera, pero walang plano na bayaran, okay? Yun, talagang stealing yun. Another example, okay? Pirating your neighbor's Wi-Fi. Alam nyo ba yun? Totoo! May app na pala ngayon. Hindi ko kina-encourage. Sorry. But, you know, there was this, because of technology, you can find a way to know the password of your neighbor's Wi-Fi. And, you know, use the Wi-Fi, di ba? Ah, buti na lang, may Wi-Fi ako, libre, di ba? Hindi ko alam eh. Narinig ko lang yung password. Anyway, but ano, another example. Sino sa inyo nagkakape sa labas, di ba? Mga tig 150, ganyan. Okay. Na-experience nyo na ba yun? Yung mag-hoard ka ng Splenda na sugar? Or yung mga extra brown sugar? Di ba? Parang, sayang naman, di ba? Nag-hoard ka na. Uwi ko na to sa bahay, di ba? Okay, or nasa Jollibee ka. Tapos, di ba? Bumili ka naman ng French fries. Pero kung makahingi ka ng ketchup, parang isang bote. Na? Para meron kang stock sa bahay. Or, these are things that we have to check our hearts with. Okay, another thing. You know, when you are a student, you don't do your homework, but bro, pakopya na lang ng assignment mo. Okay, that's stealing the work of another person. Okay, homework, assignments, tapos pag-exam na, di ba? Pag meron kayong tinatawag na cheating arrangements, di ba? Oh bro, ha? Ikaw na lang, ako sa susunod, ha? So, ano yun? It's stealing the hard work of other people. You know, as an employee, we could steal the time of our employer by not giving our full effort. Okay, nag-Facebook ka during office hours, nagka-counter-strike, bored ka, di ba? May farm ka na inaasikaso, online farm na, ano, di ba, digital. You know, when you don't clock in and give your best in your work, di ba, in a way, you're stealing time sa employer mo. In fact, ito pa nga, no, yung iba hindi pa satisfied. Okay, nag-uwi ng rims ng bond paper sa bahay para sa mga anak. O mga anak, ito na yung mga school supplies ninyo. Galing sa office, di ba? That's stealing. That's not ours. That's supposed to be used by the company for what it's made to do. Okay? And ito, hindi ko naman sa, ano, but napag-usapan na natin yung mga employees. Let's talk about the employer. Okay, the employers could steal from their people by not giving them enough. Okay, that not paying them as, you know, supposed that yung dapat na bayad sa kanila. Okay, naghahanap ka ng way na laging contractual, para tipid, or alam mo yun, para hindi wala ng benefits, kasi makakatipid. Mas naisip mo yung good, yung profit, kesa dun sa itutulong mo sa mga tao na nag-work then for you. Diba, minsan iba sa atin, no? As I'm talking about these examples, yung iba sa atin inisip, di ba masyadong maliit naman siguro yan, mga bond paper, mga scissors, masyadong mayaman yung company niya para ma-realize, actually, medyo corrupt nga. Kunin na natin, parang Robin Hood. Di ba, parang kunin natin, tapos bigay natin sa mga talagang na deserve it. But you know, there's a verse in the Bible that actually got my attention while studying for this. Sabi po dito sa Titus 2, and it's actually a way, an instruction for us how to live. Bond servants, okay, employees, are to be submissive to their own masters in everything. They are to be well-pleasing, not argumentative, not pilfering, but showing all good faith so that in everything they may adorn the doctrine of God our Savior. Yung word pala na pilfering po, ito yung stealing things typically or relatively of little value. Yung hindi halata, yung pag nag-uwi ka ng maraming, yun nga, yung ketchup, eventually makakuha ka na ng isang bote, di ba? Or sugar na eventually may sako ka ng sugar na nakuha, no? Thanks to the Starbucks. But again, little things that like this, we have to check our hearts. Matthew 7 verse 12. Jesus tells us this verse, di ba? Napaka-positive nun sa kanya. Sabi niya, in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. So the question is, kung okay lang sa'yo na nananakawan, sige, try mo, tuloy mo yung mga inconsistencies na yun. But if you don't want to, you know, experience that, don't do it to others. If you want to be blessed by others, you try being a blessing to other people. And you will experience. Because what you do to others, Jesus says, you will yourselves experience. Another thing, another example. In here, the Bible also tells that Jesus once said that we could steal from the government, okay, by not giving our complete tax. Okay, there was a time that Jesus and Peter, you know, just to comply, they gave what was what belongs to Caesar. Kasi sabi ni Jesus, give to Caesar's what is Caesar's. Okay, and to God what is God's. We can also, in our relationship, steal emotionally. You're a single man here. You're leading a girl emotionally. But you don't have any plans for a serious relationship. Some of you, you know, you're doing it because you want something. You just want to get. And pag nakuha mo na, iwan mo na. Okay, hindi na nag-iba na yung, oh man, that's not right. That's stealing emotionally. And it's not pleasing to God. Another thing that we steal, okay, is this, stealing from God. Sabi nga, paano? Si God, di ba, He owns everything. How can I steal from Him? Di ba, the Bible actually gives us in Malachi a verse, no, will a man rob God? Yet you are robbing me, but you say, how do we rob you? In your tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you are robbing me, says God, the whole nation of you. Here's the solution. Bring the full tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and thereby put me to the test, says the Lord. You know, and see if I will not throw open the windows of heaven for you and pour down for you a blessing until there is no more need. The question is, are you in need? You know, we've been praying for the prayer request every week, and you know, we're seeing that a lot of you want to break free, you want to experience financial security. My question is, are you at least giving your tithes? Can you trust God with that 10%? You know, God will give you the grace to obey. And you will see as His promise said, you know, I will bless you until you will see in your finances, wala ka ng pangailangan. God is, you know, supernaturally providing for everything that you need. Last example, which is more of the positive, proactive part, is we rob people of opportunities. You know, the Bible tells us in Proverbs chapter 3 verse 27, do not withhold good from those who deserve it when it is your power to act. So pag meron ka daw sobra, tas nakita mo yung ibang tao may pangangailangan that you know they would benefit from that, huwag mo nang pangawakan, ibigay mo na. Okay? Because that's our role. God gave us excesses so that it could be used for other people. Okay, it must be given away. As I was doing my preparations for this, God's given me this impression lang na, you know, what are those good things that we withhold to those that deserve it? I was reminded of lost people around, you know, our communities, our campuses. You know, if you are here, you've been attending church for many years, you've been receiving God's word, you're being blessed, but you've never shared the gospel, the free gift of God's goodness to them. You are withholding something good from people. That's why the word commands us to be ready to share our story, and be ready to share about Jesus because it's free. We receive for free and therefore we give out. You know, kung nandito ka, you know, wala ka pa na di-disciple, not to condemn, but I pray that you would realize that you have received something that is free, something that changes people, and something that, you know, pag narinig ng mga tao, baka first time pa lang nila narinig yung gospel, di ba?
magre-respond na sila. Mababago na yung buhay nila. Magkakaroon na sila ng new heart kagaya nung kinakanta natin kanina.
You know, all these things actually reflects a contrast between Jesus and Satan. In John chapter 10, verse 10, the thief comes only to steal, to kill, and to destroy. The very nature of Satan is like a thief. He lies to you, he takes from you, and he will destroy you. Akala mo okay, but he would destroy you. But you know, as we see in this verse, Jesus' nature is life-giving. It gives value. Okay, it blesses people to the point that they live abundantly. And we are to reflect who Jesus is. We must give life to people. We must be known as people who give value to them, okay, and to the world around us, because that reflects who Jesus is, who our Master is. You know, Jesus' nature here, I want to highlight, you know, gusto niya talagang magbigay ng buhay. And I pray as growing believers, we would realize that oh nga no, kamusta ba yung walk ko? When people look at me, do they see me as a person na hingi ito, hingi nito, hingi niyan, puro na lang ask? But I pray that we would come to a point that when people look at us, grabe, he's pouring out not just his resources, but even his time, or his talents, and his treasures to the world. He's reflecting the Savior that I need abundantly. I want to answer the last two questions. Now we've talked about what is stealing. You know, why do we steal? Bakit tayo nagnanakaw? Bakit natin iniisip? Di ba, may mga ganung bagay na minsan, nagawa ko pala yun. Nagtitipid lang naman ako eh. Okay, I believe here's the reason why. We start stealing because we forget who God is. We start stealing even in small things because, you know, we start to think na pag hindi ka nakikilos, parang mawala na yung security mo. That's why instead of giving extravagantly and living sufficiently, we save extravagantly, baliktad, okay, for our security, rather than giving it out, okay, letting other people who needs it experience God's grace. That is how God wants us to live, looking to Him as God, and not looking to stuff and to money and even to relationships as our God. Actually, it brings us back to the first commandment where God said, diba, in command number one, that you shall have no other God before me. A God is something or someone that you look to for ultimate happiness. A God is something or someone that you look to for significance. A God is something or someone you look to for your security. Who is your God right now? I pray that we would be reminded that, Lord, oh nga, no? Lord, I need to grow in this area. I need you, Lord God. Lord, show me where you are inviting me. What area of my life are you inviting me for change? That's why we steal, we forget God. And next question is, you know, now I know how, you know, why do we, what stealing is, why do we steal? Next question is, paano ba yung change? How do we change? How do we experience inside out change that not only we stop stealing, but we start, you know, to live a life that pours out to other people, that gives freely. Na yung mga bagay ng mundo na to walang kapit sa atin. That when once God, you know, impressed in our heart to give to this certain person, to this certain cause, di ba sobrang saya ka pa? How do we change? How do we experience change? There was a story in the Bible, actually para siyang John Valjean in the New Testament. Okay, para siyang Les Miserables version ng New Testament. And this story was a story about Zacchaeus. You know, Zacchaeus is a tax collector, and not only a tax collector, he's a chief tax collector. And during their time, nung Roman Empire po, ito po yung ginawa nila kasi hindi nila alam kung nasaan yung pera of every nation na kinakonquer nila. So, ginawa nila, okay, para maalaman nila yung kung nasaan yung pera para mataksan nila yung mga people, they would get tax from people. You know what they did? They hired locals, okay, who knows the ins and outs of the city. So,
si Zacchaeus was a Jew. Okay? He was part of the nation. Yet because of his love for money, okay, he was able to swallow that. He was able to betray and to exploit yung friends, yung family niya, and even his nation just to get that. Because he thought that money could give him the happiness that he wants and he's looking for. He thought that money would give him the significance, the importance. Okay, kasi maliit siya eh. Feeling niya, sige, bababawi na lang ako sa ibang area ng buhay ko. Okay, akala niya yung money, but when he started encountering, you know, hearing about news about who Jesus was, he was curious. And he was small and he wanted to encounter Jesus, but nothing is stopping him, kahit nakakahiya. So umakit ho siya dun sa puno, and then nagulat siya, because he was just there to learn about Jesus, but Jesus mentioned his name. He called him by name and said, Zacchaeus, pwede ba tayong kumain sa bahay mo? And so he said, sige, let's go. Gulat siya. You know, during that time, when you ask a person to share a meal with you, you are saying, I want to have a personal relationship with you. I want to share my life to you. And here was Jesus doing just that. Kaya nga yung mga religious people, sabi nila, akala ko ba righteous to? Why is he eating with sinners? Well, grabe naman, chief tax collector, oh, grabe. So, Jesus extended his love, his unconditional love, his generosity to this guy. And they were eating, and you know, we don't know what happened in detail, but there is one thing that we know, that this man, whose name is Zacchaeus, encountered the grace of God. The generosity of God, na hindi lang sa pera, but even the generosity in his love and his affirmation. Because he ate with him, he shared his life with him. And we can see in Luke chapter 19, a verse that tells us just that. Chapter 19, verse 8. Zacchaeus stood up, bigla na lang daw siyang tumayo after nung time nila ng fellowship, and said to the Lord, sabi niya, behold, Lord, half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have stolen from anyone, kung may na-defraud man ako, Lord, I'm gonna give it 4 times. The Old Testament law, you know, when you stole from someone or something, okay, ibalik mo, tas dagdagan mo ng 20%. Okay, depende pa kung ano yung inakaw mo. May mga iba na kailangan doblehin mo. But you know what he did? He went beyond what was required. What was the law requiring him? Because now, he was excited, you know, to show God that, Lord, I'm changed. Lord, see what I can do. It's like this picture of a baby looking to his daddy and said, Daddy, look at me. I'm walking. I'm standing up. So si Zacchaeus, when he experienced change, he was saying, Lord, wow, I'm changed, Lord. Wala nang hawak yung pera sa akin, Lord. Tignan mo, ibibigay ko to, Lord. Lord, ito, yung mga niloko ko, babalikan ko sila, Lord. God, you are my God. And I will continue to follow you. Lord, grabe. And you know what Jesus said? Because of his response, Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, since he also is a son of Abraham. That is an inside-out kind of change. When you experience that God is everything, that Jesus gives you what the world cannot give you, what anyone or anything in this world cannot give you. He can give you the security that you need. He can give you the significance that you're looking for. That's why, di ba, pag may mga ideas, you give credit to who credit is due. That's their idea, di ba? You don't take it para, di ba, parang, uy, grabe feeling significant. Because you know that God is your source and there is no other. I want to close with this quote from Tim Keller. He said, no, you have not stopped becoming a thief, biblically speaking, when you have stopped taking. You've stopped becoming a thief when you start giving. And for application, here's a forward thing that we could think about. We could apply this week. You know, because of the gospel, we could live sufficiently and give extravagantly. Give generously. Okay? How am I living? Am I living sufficiently or am I living extravagantly? How's my savings? Is it sobrang extravagant? Because I fear that, you know, one day, baka wala na akong pera, it may not be able to secure me, my future. You know, the gospel causes us to live on our means and, you know, to save and to invest yung sufficient, not, di ba, sobrang in fear, but in faith, so that we could be able to give to other people. I pray that even as we, you know, hear that command again, you shall not steal, we will not just only stop from those things that, you know, we tend to steal emotionally, relationally, but we would start becoming, you know, pursuing to become a person, a people whose heart is not to take and to get, because we know everything that we need we have already received from Christ. And therefore, our posture before the world is to give and to give until they come to a realization that this person has encountered Jesus. I want to have what this person has already. I want a relationship with God. By our love, by our actions, the world will know we are His disciples. Can we all bow down our heads and pray? Father, we thank You that, Lord, that Your law is like a mirror. That, Lord, we can look closely in it and see, Lord, what is lacking in us. But, Lord, You do not condemn us, God. You do not give us false guilt. But, Lord, You are inviting us to experience change, to experience You. Lord, You're inviting us, Lord, to see You not as someone we can use, not as someone we can get from, but Lord, as someone who is the end of our pursuit. Lord, we come to You, God, not to get anything from You, but Lord, we want to learn to come to You for just You. Lord, if there's any area in our lives that has become an idol, if there's any area, Lord God, in our relationships that has become an idol, Lord, we repent. And we go back to the command You gave us, no other God but You. Lord, cause us to see, God, the richness of Your generosity, that as we grow in a realization that You are so generous to us, Lord, so we could be generous to the world.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcasts.